Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I am so excited to do this show because I have such amazing guests that I'm going to introduce you today on Stories of Hope. This is always such an incredible time that we can come in and inspire you, the audience, and we're so grateful for you. We're so grateful that you listen to our shows and that you get inspired by the guests that we share with you. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Amanda Thomas. She's the founder and lead facilitator of Power Through Healing, a global initiative for change and healing. She works with successful visionaries who want to create their next level of impact in our world. Welcome to the show today, Amanda.
Thank you for having me, Cornelia. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh my gosh, it's so awesome what you're doing to serve humanity.
Yeah. It's just, you know, especially after the past year or two that we've been going through, it's just been such inspiring work to just help people that want to offer that next level of contribution to our world. And it's such a fulfilling thing to be able to witness that.
Wow. And so you're totally in your passion doing what it is that you came here to do, right?
Yeah. Yes.
How did you get started in this field? Right?
Yeah. So Power Through Healing just kind of stemmed from my own healing journey, really. I've been on quite the journey over the past several years. You know, in 2018, I was pretty much at rock bottom. I had lost pretty much everything physically that you can lose. I was financially unstable, in massive debt. I was ending a long-term relationship that had gotten to be pretty toxic, and I was not finding success in the career that I had chosen, and I was just completely lost, and I just didn't recognize myself anymore. And it got to this point where I had this, you know, became so financially unstable, I had this decision to make of, okay, what's next? I didn't have any money to my name. I had that big red eviction notice on my door. And so I decided, you know what? There is more to life. I know it. I just had this intuition, just this deep understanding that this is a puzzle that is for me to solve. And so I took a risk. I decided I'm going to just sleep in my car. I'm going to live out of my car for a while until I figure this out.
Oh my God. My
only option, but the other option was, do I want to move home to my small town? Do I want to go that direction? And I wasn't ready for that. I knew that if I just took this day by day and just kept going, that answer will present itself to me. And sure enough, it did. And you know, it lasted a little bit longer than I would have liked staying in those Walmart parking lots, but I made it and I did it. And so that's the hope that I want to provide for you guys today, is that there is hope in taking risks. Even if we fail the first time around, if we don't get the results that we want to, that we hoped for, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
This is such an incredible story, because so many people are finding themselves in the position that you were in. And now that you're here telling us this story about, you know, you were in financial ruins, you had no idea what was going to be next for you, you didn't have a place to live. But at the same time, you had this knowing that this was something for you to figure out, that intuitive knowing that there was something that was really getting you to like, I have to figure this out. I want to find the way. So you stayed with the energy instead of running from it and acting like a victim. and you rolled with it, even though it was probably ridiculously uncomfortable.
So I was going to say it was uncomfortable. It was painful. It was really raw, but I sure did learn who I was that year. I learned how powerful I am. I learned what it meant to sincerely create your own reality. And like you said, it's putting that energy toward the direction I want to be going. And that's how I made it through. Now, every single day, was I waking up positive, optimistic, and hopeful? No. But I kept that big picture in mind, and that's the most important part.
Yeah, you're giving the secrets, actually, you're giving the secrets exactly to our audience, and that is you kept the big picture in mind while you were facing your own shadows, most likely in the Walmart parking lot when it was dark, and just feeling like, you know, where do you go from here? But you had that inner trust that, yep, I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to figure it out. And so that is what it's about, isn't it? Because it empowered you. Mm-hmm. It empowered you. So it made all of that kind of like, that was the catalyst to your new life. And you were the one that pulled yourself out of it. You must have had faith in God, source, the universe, right?
Right. Yeah. It was that moment of, you know, doing this for myself, realizing no one's going to come save me. So I am the one that has to save myself. And that's a growth period to say, wow, I can't say poor me, why me anymore. I have to say, okay, what am I going to do to not let this be my reality anymore? It's a struggle, but it's worth it to do that work.
Yeah. And you did that. And so what were like some of the things that happened initially when you, you know, because you were in the situation that you were in, and then how did you get out of it? Like, you know, made that financial first, whatever opportunity that came along that then got you on a better track. So what was that happened?
Right. It was coming to terms with what is truly available to me. And all of this didn't happen overnight, right? So it was years of just past programming that got me to this point. And the biggest obstacle for me was that exact belief of this life of abundance, this life of having what I love and desire is not available to me. So I had to just fully do that inner work, that deep healing to know that I am worthy, I am deserving, I'm capable of having any life that I deserve and or any life that I love, that I desire. And for me, like you said, I do believe that was fully brought to my reality through a source much higher than me, because it was linking me with all of the right people and places and events that needed to happen to get me to where I'm at today. And I'm not one of these success stories of I lived in my car 3 years ago and now I'm a millionaire. I'm still rebuilding. I'm still, you know, putting this new foundation down toward my goal and my dream life. But now I fully trust and believe and understand what I can do with this life that I've been given. So for me, I was lucky to come into just contact with, you know, people on YouTube that inspired me and different Facebook communities, things like that, you know, finding your people, finding those connections. There are so many out there. And that's another great reminder, which I'm sure you know, is, you know, we are not alone in this world, even though we might feel like it at times when we feel so lonely, so, you know, desolate and just so low, we have to remember that there's connections to be made. There's links, you know, in this world that we live in that are there for us to support us. So that's just a series of things just kind of led up to that. I was, you know, lucky to come into contact with Marissa Peer. She's a therapist in the UK, and her program. And that's really the catalyst for me, was studying with her and getting, you know, trained by her. And now I'm helping others using her technique, which is brilliant. So,
oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I do know of Marissa. I do know of her incredible work shifting mindsets, and definitely see her on YouTube. But basically, what has supported you is you tapped in to the resources that were available to you, and you looked to those resources, and that is, those were the steps. It's like they were there, and you were able to tap into them and see them, and then make those connections and make those contacts, and that was powerful. So you're still building. You're still in the building phase. You haven't become a millionaire yet, but you're richer right. than the richest with what it is that you're talking about, and right. you're definitely inspiring a lot of people with your story today, and you know what you've done and how you're building your foundation is really grounding in your new wealth creation, so that million dollar lifestyle or whatever that is coming. And yes. now, you know, it's just this is just the ground. So mm-hmm. I want to give the audience an opportunity to look for you on social media and make a connection with you, because like I said, many people are finding themselves in the position that you once were in, and now your story is helping others. So where do people find you?
For sure. I would love that. So really the best thing to do is just go to powerthroughhealing.com, and you can find all my links to my social media. You can find a link to an incredible article I wrote about my own healing journey, and just a little bit more about me. So I would love that, to connect with anyone that's needing additional support in their life.
So where are you living now?
Right now I'm back in my hometown in Springfield, Illinois.
Great. And are you putting roots down there, or are you open?
This is kind of like a full circle for me, where I'm like, you know, back then I couldn't imagine coming home to reset, but now I'm like, nope, I'm healed. I'm ready. I'm feeling good. I'm going to go back home and reset and recharge and figure out my next step.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we wish you so much success on your journey. We thank you so much for coming on to the Cornelia Stephanie Show today. And also make sure that you share this out with your social media. And certainly would love to have another conversation with you about being featured in our Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app that features the leading world's best influencers in their field of expertise. So be sure to connect with Ashley to have a further conversation with us. So I want to thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, and for everything you're doing and creating for others too. So,
and thank you, and many blessings to you. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you again. Take good care. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now. Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm super excited right now to introduce you to our next guest. Dr. Pooja Agarwal, MD, MBA, is a professional life coach and a board-certified neurologist and epileptologist. We'll have her correct me on that. She helps female healthcare professionals with burnout and so much more. She helps people through individual and group coaching sessions. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's so awesome to have you. So tell me how to say the word
It's epileptologist. So epileptologist is dealing with people with seizures. treating people with seizures.
Yes, treating people. Do you have a lot of people like that?
Yeah, I do. I do have patients that I treat with seizures, but I'm kind of shying away from clinical medicine, from seeing patients. I actually started something a little bit different. It's been clinical trials for research for patients for Alzheimer's disease, in addition to doing the life coaching that I do.
Okay, so you're going away from the clinical and you're moving more into the alternative?
Into research and to doing like coaching. I love coaching, and so I'm trying to expand that.
Great. And do you help people get to the root of their, you know, when the disease was first, when it first took hold in the body, do you help people get to the root of that and help them coach them through the emotional processes around all of that?
So I don't coach people with seizures, but I coach female healthcare professionals with burnout. So over the last year and a half with COVID, there has been a lot of burnout among female physicians, nurses, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. I mean, it's throughout healthcare.
Right.
I actually myself had experienced burnout maybe a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, I was working at the hospital. I was taking kids and COVID had just started. And I was just overwhelmed. And it was just like, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I felt like I had so much to do and not enough time. And I was just like, I had a lot of self-doubt. Like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just get it all done? And with, you know, COVID starting, there was a lot of unknowns and my kid's school became, I went from in-person to virtual. It was very difficult. I was managing that and in addition to working, and it was really difficult. And I was tired all the time. I was irritable at times with my kids and, you know, even with my husband. And I was just like, what happened? And, you know, even outside of the pandemic, female healthcare professionals, even healthcare professionals in general have experienced burnout. So it's been there for a while. It just became even more prevalent during COVID.
Yeah.
And so what I did is basically I came across coaching. I found a person to coach me. And it was like, wow, I mean, just in a couple of sessions, my mindset changed. I used to be like, I wouldn't say necessarily very pessimistic, but I always look at the negative. And when I came across coaching and I was coached, I was like, wow, I can really control what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling versus like thinking it's due to external circumstances.
Yeah.
And that really changed me so much so that I actually became a certified life coach and I wanted to help other female health professionals with burnout. And that's what I've been doing. And I enjoy it so much and seeing the transition in, you know, nurses. I've done it with medical students, residents, fellows, and even attending physicians. So I've done a whole gamut of people in the healthcare field. And really that change or that transition, even just from a few sessions, has been amazing. And I absolutely love it.
That makes such a huge difference. The fact that you love it so much and that you're totally in your niche now, and through that horrible experience that you had, a new gift was born because you had the experience yourself. And then took the right steps so that you can then help others with what you were suffering from, which, you know, is an incredible gift that you're giving. So, you know, you probably go speak at a lot of conventions or, you know, help with healthcare professionals where people are experiencing that burnout. And you mentioned COVID. And I mean, when you have burnout or you have stress, that is such an immune system lowerer, stress is, right? It's like right away it puts you at risk because you're burned out, you're exhausted, and your immune system is low, not high. So that's where the life coaching comes in. Would you say so?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can even tell you from my personal experience, when I was burnt out, I was more tired, fatigue. I was like, oh my gosh, I have a cold. I have something. Do I have COVID? I was just more, it happened more often. I was, you know, definitely when you have that stress response, you're not as healthy, you're not as active. And then you don't have that ability to fight, you know, infection or whatever it may be as well. And so it definitely reduces your immune response.
Yes. So you're a mother and you have two kids. Kids or
I have two kids. I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son. And you know, when I had the burnout, I was getting upset with them over small things. And I really shouldn't have been. And it was just like I was so overwhelmed and I felt guilty. And then when I really went through the coaching and really looked at, you know, what am I thinking and what am I feeling? And I was more self-aware that I made that change to be more kind and to take things in stride and really, really change my mindset. So with my kids, I really now make a deliberate effort to, if something happens, okay, you know, they're little kids. That's a part of life. Mistakes happen, spills happen. You know, it's, you know, COVID's not their fault. You know, it's not their fault that life happens to us. And so we need to take everything in stride. And, you know, I think, like I said, with coaching, it really changed my mindset.
So yeah, I think that was the big thing, is that you shifted how you feel and think about yourself and or the things that are happening in your life. And then that put you more at ease in your life with your family and your life creation. So that's powerful when we have that shift. So you, in the intro, I talked about you doing individual coaching and group coaching. Tell us a little bit about the group coaching piece.
So the group coaching that I do, so I have a couple different programs. I do one for female physicians. So there's group coaching for that. And it's basically typically a 6-week program where we talk about self-love, going from overwhelmed to self-love. And we talk about self-acceptance and how we always look at, well, what's wrong with us? You know, what, you know, instead of being like, well, we're like this and, you know, we can accept it and we can change it. And we can accept it for, you know, for now, but we can still change it over time. We need to become more self-loving. In our brains, we have a negativity bias. We always tend to weigh the negative more than the positive. Well, if I made this one mistake, well, I'll just ruminate about that frequently instead of thinking about all the great things that have happened on that same day or around that same time. And also the group coaching talks about self-confidence and increasing that, self-love, and really going from overwhelmed to self-loving and having more self-confidence, in addition to boosting energy for female physicians. I also have another group coaching program where I coach female professionals. And that could be for any female professional. And again, it's the same kind of concepts, but just applying it to different people and a different group setting.
Yes, that's awesome. So you developed these programs yourself, and you now they're available for purchase on your website, or how does that work?
So typically what I like to do is to do a discovery call. I'm looking for, what is the person looking for? Am I a right fit for them? Are they a right fit for the program? So I actually do the one-on-one discovery call on my website, and I think that's the best way to first see if they're a fit and if I'm a fit for them. And I think after that, then if it works well both ways, then I offer the group coaching. I think just offering it for me, I think, is not as beneficial, because I need to find out, what are they looking for? Am I a right fit for them? So that's why I do the individual discovery call.
Yeah, that's awesome. So why don't we give the audience those links and also the social media? A lot of people that listen to these calls are listening to audio only. We are on video, and those people can see you, but there's plenty of people that are listening in and on their car when they're driving. So when you're giving the links, speak with that in mind. So would you tell us where to go to?
Oh, sorry. Okay. So yeah. So the first one is, my website is www.zenfulbrain.com. That's ZENFULBRAIN.com. And actually on there, you can book a discovery call and you can pick a time and date that works for you. And then I am also on Instagram at ZenfulBrainOfficial. So that's ZENFULBRAIN and then official, OFFICIAL. And so on there, you can connect with me, you can send me a message. And then I am on Facebook. I have a Facebook page there. And it's, again, ZenfulBrain is a personal coach. And I think the links will be provided.
Well, the links are in the description.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We just want to make sure that some people that don't go back when they listen, that they have a starting place. So what is on your agenda for 2022? What are you looking at? What are you excited about in 2022?
I am excited about expanding the group coaching. So I have, you know, a couple of programs right now, and I'd like to expand them, have more people join. And I'm looking for not only to help other people, but for even more change in myself. I'm looking to become more in terms of an entrepreneur. You know, I just started out this year, and I'm looking to expand my mindset and to change even my mindset even more and to grow.
Yeah, that's good. That's absolutely good to be in position for yourself and that you're growing yourself and then helping as many people with the gifts that you are putting out. So one of the things that I would like to do is invite you to have a further discussion with us about being featured in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app that features the world's best leading influencers in their field. So that's certainly something that you can connect with Ashley about. This is for small business consultants and for healers and practitioners and coaches. And so this is really exciting. We just recently launched our app. By the way, for you, the listener, feel free to go to the App Store or the Play Store and download the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app. So KS Media, M-E-D-I-A, Group app on your phone, and create your free account, receive the free ebook, and then have access to all the amazing influencers in the world that are helping you to live your best life today. So it's an honor and a pleasure always doing these shows, helping you, the audience, with all the ways that you can to make your life better and to create your best life, step into your highest human potential. So thank you so much, Pooja, for coming on. It was an honor and a pleasure to have you here today. And we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.